So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing and you're joining me for The Erica Glessing Show, number one on iTunes today in health. Yay! I had to celebrate this moment. My guest today is a fabulous writer, a number one international best-selling author. Her new book, Earth Healing, and you can find it also at hashtag Earth Healing, is on the charts in India and the USA, and I'm just beyond overjoyed to bring you Sylvia Remington. Hi, Sylvia.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so grateful to be on with you.
And this is an audio podcast, but for those of you who are curious, Sylvia is wearing a green blouse, and she has leaves in the background of her video.
I didn't realize it was audio. I'm like moving and
That's okay.
That's so fun.
Why don't we start, Sylvia, with just what inspires you?
Yes. Well, once again, thank you for having me on. And what inspires me is just stepping more into me in the world and creating. And you know, the thing, I'm so grateful for this book, Earth Healing, that you brought people together to create. The thing that really inspires me is also energy work. And I was thinking today prior to coming on a little bit about energy work and what brought me to even writing the book and the energy work was I was taking some classes and my hands started heating up and I actually thought I had a neurological disorder. So I WebMD'd it. And then a friend of mine who did energy work said, "Hey, Sylvia, do you think it might be a capacity with energy work?" And that led me to starting to do energy work on animals, on people, on trees. And that kind of led me to my story even in this book of just like, how can I affect the world through doing energy work and being me? So that's a little bit of what I love.
Even when you're talking, your hands are moving.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about that that capacity of healing. Like you're not actually touching people. Your hands are, tell me a little bit about, because I can just see it around you. Tell me a little bit about what that's like, the healing work.
Yes. And I'm still discovering it. It's still a discovery because for me, it's almost like dancing with energy. When I was younger and even in college, I used to study dance and my hands always moved and they always said, "Hold your hands in place. They're moving so much." And I didn't realize I was moving energy then. But to me, it's like a dance of moving the energy in the world to create more space and ease. And it's fun. So it's kind of, yeah, for me, it's kind of hard to describe, but to me, it feels like playing with the molecules of the universe and playing with the world. And it's a constant discovery. It kind of makes me giggle too. I'm like, hee hee hee.
You know, it's so much fun to have this conversation with you. I really get when I'm places that with my hands or with my energy, I can actually influence so many different things, physical, non-physical.
Yes.
It's like, it's so fascinating to me to have that capacity and then to speak with someone else who understands it. It's like, oh,
yes. A fun play person. Yeah. Yay. High five. Air high five. Raise the roof.
You know, even though the stories in Earth Healing are inspirational and help people connect to the earth, your story made me cry. And let's just share a little bit without being a spoiler, I guess, of your story and just tell us a little bit about the apartment complex and the tree that was going to lose its life and all that.
Yeah. So, I used to live in an apartment complex where there were so many trees and, I had left the apartment complex, just about a year ago and I was driving by it and I noticed they were cutting down all the trees and they were still super vibrant. And I had gone to the management and asked what was happening. And they said they didn't have enough money to water the trees. And they were cutting them down. And in that moment, I was wondering what else I could do, because I see this happening around the world. Like, you see these things and you wonder if you can affect change. Mm-hmm. And so I just asked, like, what is it I can do or be? And I would get little whispers of what I could do. And at one point, I was drawn there, and I actually had a conversation with a tree, and the story goes from there. And this particular one, some of my conversations with trees end up on a really expansive, happy note. This one was a different kind of experience, and right. yet I still get it created more in the world for some reason. I have no wow. idea what. So should I say more?
This book for me was so interesting because it was very clear when I would invite people to be authors in it. It had a lot of clarity. Like mm-hmm. I knew when I offer or extend an invitation, it was very guided. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't always happen. Like, sometimes I'm just sort of like blabbing everywhere. Hey, anybody who breathes, can you write in my animal book? Or hey, anybody who sells houses, can you write in my real estate book? And I'm kind of like all over the planet. And this book was pretty specific on the invites. And then one woman was so funny. She, it wasn't like the same invite thing. She was just taking a class from me, and I was sharing how I was building the book. Mm-hmm. And she invited herself.
I think I did that too.
Yeah. And she was really busy, and she didn't have a lot of money, and it was just crazy. And she was just mm-hmm. like, I'm doing this. Like, yes, mm-hmm. I'm a yes. I'm like, okay, that's great. You know? And yeah, I think the people that came, they just got this little hit and the switch to talk to me and say, hey, you know, would that be a fit? And it was really fun to build in that way. Also, it was the quickest book from concept to publish in my history. So that was fun for the authors. I noticed how much the energy stayed very buoyant the entire book.
Yes. It gives me chills, just the whole creation of it.
Tell me a little bit about what it felt like when you opened the door. Tell us about that moment, because that was really cool. You caught that on video when it arrived.
Oh, when I opened the book?
Yeah.
Yes, it was so awesome. So, you know, this is my first published book. And so I was like, I'm clapping right now, silently. And so I received the book in the mail, and I said, you know what? I'm going to open this in nature, because it felt appropriate. And so I sat near a tree, and I opened it, and there was such joy. And you know how I was saying I play with the energy with my hands? Well, it was just kind of permeating my whole being. And I was in nature opening this book, and like tears of gratitude were coming. And wow. also what was amazing is that a bee landed on my hand and just oh, no. hung out. It's like I did a Facebook Live to show like my friends, and a bee hung out on my hand for the whole thing. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. I guess he wants to hang out. And then he flew away when I finished the Facebook Live. I was like, thank you. So it was this beautiful, but it's such an amazing, I guess the last thing I'll say just about this is that it's just an amazing experience to realize when you follow what's true for you, because I didn't feel prepared to make a book or write a, you know, publish, but I just followed what was light and expansive, and this got created, and I'm so grateful. And it's just Aww. Like all of us, for us to step into that. It's scary sometimes, but you just do it anyways. Yeah. I'm clapping again.
Well, anyone who's interested, you can now find the book on Amazon. It was hiding for a few days. We couldn't get it to show up on Google. It was being really elusive, but it's called Earth Healing. The mm-hmm. author, one of the authors, Sylvia Remington. And we have a website. It is earthhealingbook.com/Sylvia-Remington. And you can follow Sylvia there and find her other places. And Sylvia, it was just a joy to have you. Thank you so much for coming.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm so grateful for you. Thank you for the gift you are in the world. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you.